following last week's story on Main Menu, in which we discussed apparent turmoil within Freedom Scientific, other concerned Freedom Scientific, Blasey Division employees or recent employees have come forward anonymously. A picture is emerging that suggests that the reduced involvement of Ted Henter is amicable and that the HJ Division continues to function well. The challenge for a program such as this one is to ensure that we broadcast material in a manner consistent with the public interest. Every organization has its internal politics, and these are really of no relevance to the company's customers unless the internal politics result in actions that may have an impact on the products customers receive or whether we receive them in a timely manner. In the case of blindness technology, the matter is particularly complex. Many people using the products of Freedom Scientific depend on hardware and software now produced by that company for their independence and employability. They also want to be sure that the products will keep pace with technological developments and that reasonable upgrade paths will exist. It's on that basis that Main Menu offers the following based on reliable sources. Those sources may well have had their perceptions coloured by recent events and may therefore not necessarily offer a balanced picture. Main Menu understands that Dean Blasey's involvement with Freedom Scientific on a consultancy basis is only around 3 days a month. On January the 19th, at roughly the same time as the resignations of Ted Henter and Dean Blasey from their full-time positions, other retrenchment occurred within the Blasey division. Chris Blasey has also left the company, someone who was a pivotal figure in the production of a new note-taker to compete head-on with the Braille Note, with the internal code name of Sherman. This is a different product from the Millennium series and is yet to get off the drawing board. One of the reasons given to some staff who were laid off was that projects were being curtailed or cancelled due to financial problems. Sources claim that the Blasey division sales are down by 50% since the merger. Some staff affected feel that they've been singled out for termination because of their long-term relationship with Dean Blasey, but this may well be a natural reaction of anger to having lost their jobs. What in fact appears to be happening is that Freedom Scientific is further moving towards concentrating on its core projects. When Blasey Engineering was a standalone entity, money was invested in a research department that worked on the development of many projects, some of which never made it to market. Staff who are sorry to see colleagues go, who can see the rationale for the recent changes, say that there are fewer resources but that these are being more effectively channeled into products that the consumer wants. This reflects the somewhat less passionate and more profit-oriented angle of Freedom Scientific's investors. Supportive staff claim that blind people will see more new product being released more quickly. In addition to the sources of tension discussed in last week's program, Freedom Scientific has been faced with a widespread staff rebellion within the Blasey division over a confidentiality and non-competition agreement that Freedom Scientific employees were asked to sign. Sources claim that the entire engineering department of the Blasey division, as well as the Blasey technical support department in Stuart, Florida, threatened to quit rather than sign the agreement. Freedom Scientific was apparently forced to back down. A number of staff claim to have consulted lawyers over the agreement and claim that these lawyers have advised that it was almost as if the agreement had been worded to be intentionally provocative. Main Menu has obtained a copy of this agreement. There are standard clauses designed to protect Freedom Scientific's intellectual property and trade secrets, but there are other clauses which are noteworthy. One clause requires the signatory to this agreement to disclose, promptly and fully, all developments, inventions, discoveries, improvements, and proposals for new programs, systems, services, or business endeavors which relate to or would be useful in connection with Freedom Scientific's business. What's noteworthy about this clause is that this disclosure is required, and I quote, whether or not said developments were conceived or made by me during my customary hours of employment with Freedom Scientific, unquote. The agreement then requires the staff member to surrender any copyright for these ideas, which may well have been devised in weekends or after work hours, to Freedom Scientific, if Freedom Scientific decides it has an interest in these developments. Another clause requires the employee to agree not to have any involvement in any company that competes with Freedom Scientific for a period of 2 years after termination of employment with Freedom Scientific, unless Freedom Scientific gives written permission for this clause to be waived. One concern with this clause is that with a small industry where knowledgeable engineers are thin on the ground, this would hamper innovation and place an unfair restriction on the freedom of the former staff member. But many blind employees were particularly outraged by this clause. Given the attitudinal barriers faced by blind people in the job market, it's more likely that a blind person, whether they be in programming, technical support, or elsewhere, would want to stay in the blindness technology industry. Without the express permission of Freedom Scientific, they would be prevented from doing this for 2 years. Again, this agreement is not in force, at least not in the Blazy Engineering Division, but it has been a source of considerable tension. Another source of friction is Sherman, the internal code name given for the new Blazy note-taker being designed by Freedom Scientific. Investors are, naturally enough, concerned about the bottom line. They want to be able to manufacture a note-taker cheaply that offers power and punch, that they can sell for less than their competitors sell equivalent products. Main Menu understands that this has led to an internal debate about whether Sherman should run under the Linux operating system. Linux is cheap, not very CPU-intensive, and can offer a lot of power. The development of such a note-taker may even make the ex-Windows environment truly accessible to blind people. The other side of the debate is that people want a note-taker that will run the applications that many of us use every day, such as Outlook Express, Internet Explorer, and Windows Media Player. That means running under some form of Microsoft Windows. It's counter-argued that taking this path will put the price up too high, but others say that the blind community is desirous of, and ready to pay for, a note-taker that runs under Windows, perhaps Windows CE with a version of JAWS for Windows. We've been unable to confirm whether a final decision has been made on this fundamental design issue. We hoped to have an interview with Ted Henter, who has agreed to speak with us for this program. Unfortunately, our mutual schedules haven't permitted the recording of this interview. However, we have had telephone and email dialogue with Ted Henter, and things appear to be a lot rosier at the HJ division of Freedom Scientific. Mr. Henter says that he is still a stockholder in Freedom Scientific and relaxed about the way things have turned out. He says that he hasn't been involved as much with the company since the creation of Freedom Scientific in April 2000. Ted Henter says that the whole thing has gotten out of proportion because of some premature announcements made to employees. He says Freedom Scientific does have a press release ready to issue, but that there have been a few legal issues with the new contract that would change his status from a vice president of development to a consultant. Once those issues have been dealt with, a press release will be issued. Mr. Henter says that he's looking forward to working a lot less than ever before, enjoying time with family and pursuing his hobbies. He emphasizes, though, that he intends to be connected with the company for some time to come, and that the company is in good hands. Certainly Ted Henter's positive outlook would appear to be substantiated by the fact that those who have contacted Main Menu, feeling that a story needs to be told, have come from the Blazy division. There is no doubt that the Blazy division is not a happy place to work just now.